I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hitch on Drive.
Well, Christian churches and Christian values have been in the news a lot lately, especially last night when more than 100,000 people around the country apparently attended various churches to listen to Prime Minister Howard and Opposition Leader Kevin Rudd, both committed Christians, they say, give their thoughts about the future of Australia. It was a sort of a pre-election push by both men to the various churches. And at the same time, I've been reading a book called People in Glass Houses, an insider's story of a life in and out of Hillsong. Hillsong, of course, being one of the greatest and fastest, I should say, developing religious organisations in Australia. I think when they bought their new premises in Redfern not long ago, it cost about $28 million, something like that. So they're up in the big money league, at least. And the author of the book is called Tanya Levin. She was a member of Hillsong for about 5 years, and then she left and wrote a book about it. And I suspect now she's very much an outsider when it comes to the life of Hillsong. She's on the line. Tanya Levin, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Darren.
Now, it is a very interesting book that you've written. But the funny thing is you still seem to, how can I put this, you still seem to have some yearnings for Hillsong, and especially for the charismatic people who lead it.
Well, there can be a range of very lovely people, and I guess it's something, once you've had it in your life for a long period of time, you always nostalgically hanker after those sort of memories, I guess.
Yeah, because I read one quote in your book where you said that if Brian Houston, you'd love to have dinner with him again. When much of your book, it comes across that there's a fair bit of manipulation goes on within this church, and that money doesn't seem to be the root of all evil. It seems to be the root of all this religion.
It is. That's exactly right. It's something that they believe very much, that God wants you to be wealthy, and that it's a sign of your faith to how much wealth you actually have.
And they hope, then obviously it does, some of that that wealth will spin off to the church.
Well, you get most of that wealth.
See, this to my mind is not much different than the televangelists and the Jim Bakers of the world who convince people in the United States that it was great to have money, but give us a lot of it and we'll build these edifices to our Lord.
That's exactly the same model that's being used here, Darren. You're exactly right.
And what sort of resistance? I mean, obviously you didn't get much help. Did Brian Houston, the current head of it and the son of the founder of it, Frank, did he cooperate at all with this book?
No, I wrote to Brian and Bobby Houston, the senior pastors of Hillsong. I sent them an email and I asked them, first of all, to let them know that I was going to be around doing some research so that, to quell any rumours that might come up. And I offered them the opportunity to meet with me regularly and discuss the progress of the book. But instead I got a letter from the general manager of Hillsong saying that I was never to step on Hillsong premises ever again.
Well, they have categorised media, and books would come under that category in three things you point out: the positive, the neutral, and the antichrist. Where do you fit?
I think by process of elimination, I'm probably not particularly positive, and I'm not particularly neutral. So,
Okay. Does everybody inside Hillsong know the foundations? I mean, I suspect the people inside Scientology and converts these days don't realise that L. Ron Hubbard was just a science fiction writer. And in this case here, you've got the founder, Frank Houston, father of Brian, who, from your research, he cooked the books when he was with the Salvation Army in New Zealand. And then had some strange breakdown and couldn't remember any of it. And he has been named about having sexual offences against teenage boys.
Yeah, and if you're aware, in the papers recently, he's also been named by a man who sustained long-term sexual abuse under the ministry of Houston, of Frank Houston, the senior Houston. Yeah, you're absolutely right. There's a lot of people in that congregation that know nothing about the founder, and that's because the turnover is so high with churches like this. You're looking at about a 50% turnover rate every 5 years, is what the research shows. So half the people that are here today in Hillsong will be gone in 5 years' time. And that means that, a lot of ideology gets left behind and a lot of the stories get
buried.
Not heard.
Well, that case you mentioned about that young man, was that the case where Frank Houston had some unusual ideas on how to cure his homosexuality?
Yeah, this young man who he's not so young anymore, but he was a young man at the time, spent 4 or 5 years having his homosexuality purged from him. It didn't work, even though he left, got married, had a marriage with some children. He's now has come out at the age of 50 as a gay man, and it's been a very painful process for him.
And this was the case that the current head, Brian, and his wife Bobby got standing ovations when they broke the news eventually that old Frank did have an unwavering love of God and was absolutely repented his quote, moral failings.
Yes, his serious moral failure. I was there on the day when they made an announcement, and that's pretty much all that they referred to the allegations as. Brian called it a serious moral failure. So the offences were never named on the day of the announcement from the pulpit.
They didn't say what it actually been that these moral failings were.
No, we didn't know at the end of that meeting what it actually was. We've all got different ideas about what a serious moral failure is, and to me it was a lot more serious than what was being announced.
Having had the experiences, and obviously you came from a very religious family, because as I said, for your book details how you came from South Africa and then you came to Australia, and all the time your father was always finding churches, especially Pentecostal churches, for you and the family to go to. It was a huge part of your upbringing, wasn't it?
Absolutely. It was a part of our all-day, everyday lives, yeah.
And do you remain a Christian?
It's interesting because this is the question that keeps coming up. I remain somebody who knows what isn't more than what is, so I know very much what isn't true. I can't promise you what is true.
That's a very good answer,
because it gives
you a break on a lot of other people. If you can, your mind can say, I know what isn't true. If you can see, the Bonhomie and Hillside, Hillsong rather, I mean, it's there, they all sing happy songs and they put out CDs, and I think I'm right in saying, wasn't I, that they just spent $28 million on their new headquarters.
Yeah, it's in Rosebery, yeah. An enormous amount of money. And that's, from my understanding, that's just the building plans. That's not the final figure. So, yeah, it could just be the land.
Yeah. Well, they do seem, I mean, you're getting a whole wave in Australia now, and watching it from the outside with the Family Firsters, with Hillsong. Now you've got Mr. Rudd and Mr. Howard both addressing 100,000 people around the country and almost saying, I'm more of a Christian than you are. It is a bit strange.
Yeah, it's obviously, you know, very important to the pollies at the moment. It's a very contentious issue.
Well, the Mr. Fielding, who got into the Senate, the Family Firsters, he got it on less than 2% of the primary vote, and purely because, I said, his congregation virtually got him there.
Sure. I mean, it's interesting, yeah, whether it's church planting or branch stacking. But, yeah, they've got people positioned very well around the country.
Yeah. All right, the interesting book. I enjoyed it. The reaction from so many people who will be anti it because they'll say, because they don't want to know.
I mean, it's a very predictable reaction. A lot of people don't want to hear those kinds of things. It's very difficult for other Christian churches as well to acknowledge that this is going on because they don't want to be seen as attacking their own. But that's okay. That's par for the course, isn't it?
Yeah. All right, good. Tanya, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much, Darren. I'm a big fan, and this has been a great opportunity.
You're very kind. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. That's Tanya Levin, author of People in Glass Houses, an insider story of life in and out of Hillsong. 3AW.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.